This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
الحمد للإله سابغ النعم وخالق الإنسان من بعد العدم فالحمد ثم الحمد ثم الحمد لك حمدا كثيرا طيبا يا رب لك أعطيتنا خيرا كثيرا ربنا سترت عن كل الورى عيوبنا ثم الصلاة بعد والتسليم على النبي المصطفى الكريم.
What does aql mean? It's very interesting that the word aqala, linguistically, it means to rein in an animal, to harness an animal. Like, you know, animals, they have something around their heads and they are harnessed. You pull them back. That is what aqala means. What does human intellect have to do with harnessing? The purpose of aql is to rein us in during times of danger, to control us from acting foolishly and stupidly, to make us act in an intelligent manner. Aql pulls us back from falling to our deaths. Aql pulls us back from doing that which is foolish to do. And therefore, should not come as any surprise to us, in Islam, aql means to be a good worshipper of Allah. If you are a worshipper of Allah, you are aql, you're smart. And if you reject Allah, if you commit sins, if you don't act in an intelligent manner, you're acting foolishly. And that is why, for example, in the Quran, in Surah Al-Mulk, Surah Tabarak, when the angels ask the people of Jahannam, how did you end up here? What caused you to end up here? What did they say? قَالُوا لَوْ كُنَّا نَسْمَعُ أَوْ نَعْقِلُ مَا كُنَّا فِي أَصْحَابِ السَّعِيرِ. If we only heard the message, or we only thought, نَعْقِلُ, we would not end up in Jahannam. If they were intelligent, they would have accepted Islam and worshipped Allah. Beautiful message here. لَوْ كُنَّا نَسْمَعُ أَوْ نَعْقِلُ مَا كُنَّا فِي أَصْحَابِ السَّعِيرِ. Likewise, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran that وَلَكِنَّ الْمُنَافِقِينَ لَا يَفْقَهُونَ. The hypocrites, they just don't understand. They don't have aql. The hypocrites are acting foolishly. Allah says in Surah An-Nisa that everybody who disobeys Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the state of jahala, بِجَهَالَةٍ, everybody who sins in a state of ignorance and then repents, Allah will forgive him. So the purpose is about repentance. But there's an interesting clause here, that whoever disobeys Allah, بِجَهَالَةٍ, in the state of being jahil. Jahil is the opposite of alim. Alim and jahil, two opposites, right? And Allah describes the sinner as being jahil. The famous cousin of the Prophet Ibn Abbas, he said, كُلُّ مَنْ عَصَى اللَّهَ فَهُوَ جَاهِلٌ. Anybody who disobeys Allah, he is foolish. He's stupid, literally, jahil. Because if he were intelligent, he wouldn't disobey Allah. That is the meaning of intelligence in Islam. To act in accordance with the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And to live one's life obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is intelligence. And to reject that is foolish, even if you win the Nobel Prize in science. But if you don't believe in Allah, this is foolish. If you don't recognize the truth when it is staring you in the face, this is foolish. The purpose of aql is to recognize the truth. When aql is not used to recognize the truth, it doesn't matter if you can get to the moon and back. You are not using the intelligence for what it was meant for.
عليك الله يا خير الورى تعدد حبات الرمال وأكثرا صلى عليك الله ما غيث هما فوق السهول وبالجبال وبالقرى فوق السهول وبالجبال وبالقرى.